This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on significance of first ever Ganges River dolphin tagging in India. The participants are Dr. Vishnupriya Kolipakkam, scientist, Wildlife Institute of India, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
It's a pleasure to have with us Dr. Vishnupriya Kolipakkam, scientist, Wildlife Institute of India, and Manas Pratim Sharma, Guwahati Akashvani correspondent. A warm welcome to both of you.
Good evening.
Thank you for inviting me as well.
Dr. Vishnupriya, would you tell us and explain the purpose and importance of tagging Ganges River dolphins?
As you know, the Ganges River dolphin is the apex predator of the aquatic ecosystems. It's also our national aquatic animal. However, given the fact that the animal is almost completely blind and it relies completely on echolocation, and it's not really visible, it doesn't surface like what you see like with all the other dolphins. So it's very difficult to observe. And because of these reasons, we hardly get to see it. And we know very little about its ecology, its needs. So like tigers are the symbol of hope for the forested ecosystems. And if you conserve them, the entire ecosystem is conserved. So in a similar manner, Ganges River dolphins, if you conserve them, then the entire aquatic ecosystem is conserved as well. Their well-being speaks to that. However, given their ecology and the fact that you can't observe them very clearly, they live in a habitat which is not easily accessible, we hardly know anything about it. So tagging, because of the advancement of technology now where satellite tags can transmit very quickly, we are now able to tag them. And with that, we will be able to know what their ecological needs are, what habitat do they prefer, how far do they move, all these kind of very important, crucial information for conservation management.
Manas, why was Assam chosen as the location for this first ever tagging initiative?
I think due to the efforts made by the multiple organizations, institutions, including Assam government, Government of India, and one of the leading organizations, RNARC, as I spoke to the office bearers of the RNARC, they told they keep doing survey of numbers of having Ganges River dolphin in Assam. So as per their last survey, there are around 600. The data may be corrected by Dr. Vishnupriya ji. So I think Assam has made a sizable progress in preserving the river dolphin. So I think, and we know the Brahmaputra River, Brahmaputra, the mighty Brahmaputra, and its tributaries mostly, that yesterday's the tagging was conducted at Kulsi River, that is in Lower Assam, in Kamrup district, not too far from Guwahati, along with the Subansiri River and Kolong. These are the tributaries. So as Assam has made progress in this field, so Assam is an automatic choice for this.
So would you like to add anything, Dr. Vishnupriya?
I mean, I would like to support what Manasji has said, but also the fact that Assam government has always been very supportive of our research. We've been doing long-term monitoring of the Ganges River dolphin here in Assam since almost 2005 in collaboration with Aranyak, as he rightly said. Aranyak has led the way initially, and now with our collaboration, we've been doing survey. We actually developed the technique for counting Ganges River dolphins here in Brahmaputra because of the amazing support received by everybody here. So it was a natural choice for us to start here because we know the lay of the land, we know the people, we've been working here for quite some time, and it's a very supportive system.
So, Dr. Vishnupriya, how does the tagging process work and what precautions are taken to ensure the safety of the Ganges River dolphins?
So it's been a learning experience for us as well. The preparations have been on for almost a year now, where we've been proceeding with getting the tags. We actually started with a dummy tag to mount on carcasses that we found to see whether it's possible. Because as you know, the Ganges River dolphin is very unique in that its dorsal fin is very small, almost non-existent. It's not like, you know, the marine dolphins where you have a very prominent dorsal fin and mounting tags are very easy. So we wanted to first ensure that that was possible. Secondly, then we had experts consulting from International Whaling Commission, from WWF International, who have done these tagging before on other river dolphins like the Indus River dolphin and also South American River dolphins, which are very similar in morphology. So we had consultations with veterinarians there. And we have an expert team of veterinarians who are trained. Dr. Sanath Mulya, who's undergone training for cetaceans, has been taken, deputed for for this process. So these veterinarians have been in conversation, watching training videos, in discussion, having mock drills for the past 4 months on how to do this. Secondly, we can't do this without the local fishermen who have lived with these dolphins for many centuries now, and they know them like the back of their hands. So we had a first aid team standing by. We had them monitoring the dive time to see how healthy they are, monitoring their vitals. So it's a very humongous operation where we also ensured that the tag that is mounted is not hurting the animal. Anesthesia and antibiotics, everything was given on to the animal to ensure that it's going to be healthy. And the veterinarians were completely satisfied. And since this was the first ever tagging, right, so our baseline data is this. So we only had other species to compare from. So I think we did a pretty good job of maintaining safety and following all the protocols necessary.
What kind of data do you expect to collect from the tagged dolphins, and how will this data be used for their conservation?
So let me give you an example. Is in discussion is how much of depth of water is required for Ganges River dolphins. We have waterways coming up. We have a lot of developmental activities. We have dredging that goes on in rivers. Now, these animals require a certain depth of water. We also have water drawals and dams going on. So now with this tags, we also will get depth usage information in terms of how much of amount of time is it going to spend at different depth levels. So that is going to give us a very good information of what is the required amount of water for the species. The second is, there are different kinds of river morphologies, right? There are confluences, there are meanders, there are straight channels, there are narrow channels and wide channels. Now, this location information will give us a hint of how long does it spend where. So it will give us an information, an idea about what habitats are very important. Like now with visual observations, we kind of have an idea that meanders and confluences where there is complex river morphology is very important for Ganges River dolphins because it creates a micro habitat for fishes. But is that really true? Because you can't observe it throughout the day. We have no idea. So these location informations will give you a cluster of points across throughout the day where you know its location and you can map it and see what habitats are really important. And we can actually prioritize those areas for conservation and not let develop, I mean, at least do dolphin-friendly development. And the other thing is, for example, things like when is it most active? Waterways will have boats going through dolphin hotspots. You know, maybe we can have a temporal regulation of when ships should go through and when ship traffic can be put on hold. Or what is the minimum area of river that is required for Ganges River dolphin? How much does it move in a day? All these kind of information is something that you can't get through just visual observations.
You also said, Dr. Vishnupriya, that they can't see right in the beginning of the program. So if they cannot see, what is their natural navigation? Do you have that such kind of data, or will you be collecting that?
So they completely rely on echolocation for their natural movement. And we've been studying these dolphins largely through hydrophones for almost a decade now. So we have deployed hydrophones to understand the usage of a particular area and those kind of things. But individual level data in terms of all the other things that I just mentioned is not available. We only have like a very large species level data. That's okay for certain things, but this kind of information is not really available with us right now.
But then I'm sure this will give you some insight into this. Yes, Manas, you were saying something?
Yes, I asked Dr. Vishnupriya ji. We know Assam is a flood-prone state. We are having floods almost every year. Somehow, is this going to access the, you know, flood? Somehow is going to help us in controlling flood or getting information like that? Anything do you have you can add on this?
Very interesting. We know that there is a hypothesis that the Ganges River dolphins in flood season move to side channels because, as I just said, they rely on echolocation for hunting and communication. In high flood season, because the water is so much, they can't rely on echolocation properly for hunting and all the other life history traits. So they prefer to move to the side channels where the volume of water is lower. And then again, when the lean water season comes in, they start moving to the main channel again. Now, we are hoping that the tags will work till the monsoon and it will give us this seasonal migration. I mean, they've evolved in these river systems where they're used to floods. So I don't know if it affects them so much. And it will really be interesting to see the seasonal migration that all of us have been hearing about,
Manas, what are the threats that faced by the Ganges River dolphins, and how will tagging help mitigate these threats?
Regarding threat, one may be the fishing issue earlier, as we learned earlier that the fishermen, because we are not going for fishing like in certain states, we are using the conventional method. So that may hamper their movement like that. And another issue is the river dredging, as Dr. Vishnupriya has also mentioned, river Brahmaputra. We have plan of this channelized dredging of Brahmaputra, but it's now this study may help the depth to know the depth exactly, and it will help certainly in getting the numbers, their movement, etc. So, and as now we are more focused on the conservation part, people are also aware to know the protect our ecology. So I think now it that the terms we use in protection of their existence is there. It's in a feel good position. Like we can say, we have been now considerable numbers of Ganges River dolphin in Assam, in this region particularly, as we mentioned earlier. So now we are in a good position to get the higher number in coming days.
So how, Dr. Vishnupriya, is this initiative aligned with broader conservation efforts in India, particularly under the National Dolphin Action Plan?
So this is part of the development of conservation action plan of river dolphins. This is one of the activities, and it under the Project Dolphin umbrella, I think we've made the right step towards understanding and also scientifically managing our Ganges River dolphin populations. If you see the action plan, it talks about conserving river dolphins using a scientifically robust conservation paradigm. And given the lack of data that we have, the government has funded this project to first develop a method to understand where our dolphins are distributed, how do you count them. And now this is a national CAMPA funded through the MOFCC program on endangered species recovery on the Ganges River dolphin to really give information to management on where these conservation efforts are needed. Like if you're going to make a conservation reserve for dolphin, how much of an area do you have to conserve? You know, developing capacity for rescue rehabilitation. Now that we do understand how do you rescue a river dolphin, how do you release them back, how do you rehabilitate them? All this kind of information we are learning now, doing all these activities and capacity building of veterinary staff to handle these strandings. Okay. So, I mean, all these activities align with the National Dolphin Action Plan.
My last question, what were the biggest challenges faced in executing this tagging projects, and what kind of collaboratory efforts were made between local communities, conservationists, mm-hmm. and government bodies for this initiative?
I think without everybody's involvement, we couldn't have done this. The dolphins were the biggest challenge. I think they are so clever. We've been trying for more than a week now to catch them, and they are so fast and so swift. It was almost impossible to catch them. And thanks to the local communities who are the Dolphin Conservation Network members, started by Dr. Abdul Waqid in Aranyak, who have helped monitor these dolphins, and they know how to handle them. And it is all the support that we've received in terms of funding, in terms of permission from the Assam government and MOFCC. So, I mean, it's very difficult to work on this species without all these people's participation. And it is a perfect example of the involvement of many stakeholders together. Unlike terrestrial ecosystems where protected areas are governed by a few people and stakeholders are very minimal, here it is a complete collaborative effort.
On that note, I would really like to thank Manas and you, Dr. Vishnupriya Kolipakam, for your wholehearted explanation on the topic of the significance of first ever Ganges rear dolphin tagging in Assam. We wish you the very best on your endeavors.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on significance of first ever Ganges River dolphin tagging in India. The participants were Dr. Vishnupriya Kolipakam, scientist, Wildlife Institute of India, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890940444.